Thanks, Travis. Good morning. Happy New Year. Good to see you all. We were last week. I appreciate Pastor Travis preaching for me last week and preaching to you. And we were in New York, upstate New York, almost up in Canada, up where there was lots of cold air, snow, and pine trees. And so came back to summertime. I don't know what happened while I was gone, but this is beautiful. In fact, speaking of summertime, this summer, Mark is on our board of leadership. He's the head of that board, and actually, you can pray for him. I won't direct your prayers, but he's down in palm trees and sand in Florida for the next few months. So you pray whatever direction you want to with that. But him and I got together, and we did a video for a new class that we've started. It's a periodic class every couple months called Square One. And basically, the idea behind it is to have an opportunity for individuals who have been guests for the last couple of months to come and sit down and get a little sense of who we are as True North Church. I know anytime I've looked into being a part of an organization or a church, you kind of want to know, okay, what are they made of? What are they thinking? What do they value? And so we sat down, and that's what that class does. It just kind of gives us a chance to face-to-face kind of watch the video and then walk through these discussion questions. Well, we're scheduled to have one today, and this is it. As we start a new year, we want to just revisit. It's going to be a very different service from what you're used to if you've been coming to True North, because it's going to be kind of a relaxed format. We're going to watch that video Mark and I did just. Man, we're professional actors, I tell you what. But we're going to watch that. It takes about 15 minutes. And then I'm going to ask the leadership to come up here, and we're going to talk a little bit through our core values, who we are as a church. And so I invite you to come back. We're looking forward to digging into Corinthians starting next week. But this morning, I just want us to take the time to hear again, who are we as a church? And if you're a guest today, then you've got your Square One class. You get a chance to kind of get that sense, even right now, as you're thinking about where God might want you to be. And by the way, if you are a guest, I hope you got a gift bag as you came in. In that bag is a card, and it's called a connection card. And if you will fill that out and hand it to me or leave it on your chair or hand it to just, the guys back in the booth, what we do is for every one of those cards we get the information back on, we give the funds to purchase 50 pounds of food for Project Hunger in the community. So not only are you helping us out, but you're actually helping out, especially this time of year when that's really a big deal. They it's always kind of running a little bit short there. So without further ado, get ready, because here it comes.
Square One, my slate is clear. Rest your head on me, my dear. It took a world of trouble, took a world of tears. It took a long time to get back here.
My name is Paul Kennedy. I am pastor of True North Church, and I have a friend with me.
Well, we are friends.
Yeah,
friends.
Okay, good.
My name's Mark Steins. I serve on the leadership team at True North, and welcome to Square One.
Welcome. We want to talk to you a little bit about the background, the history of True North Church. That's the purpose, and later we'll allow you to have some question and answer time. We started, it's really interesting. I've been a part of a ministry here in Grand Island for 7 years, and just it was time for me to step away from that. Stepped away and wasn't really exactly sure what was next, but the very same week I stepped away, I got asked to teach a Bible study, and so we started within a few days, and we're meeting at the time upstairs in the Harley dealership. So, in fact, if you check things out on Sunday mornings, you'll notice that I sit on a stool, and that stool actually is from that. It has Harley on it, and our coffee pots are Harley coffee pots. So that was kind of our beginning. We lasted there for maybe a couple of months, month and a half, I think, and realized that we were getting too crowded. And so God allowed us to, one of the men that was on our leadership team actually was a principal at Newell Elementary School, and he opened it up for us to go there and meet at their gymnasium. And so then we spent time in the gymnasium and kind of started growing out of that, and also realized that our time was very limited there. So
started looking around. We were there about a year, started looking for what was next, and then God opened the door for us to be in the building we're in now. Just that was kind of an amazing miracle that we can talk about, but just opened the door for us to have this building, and so it's been a real adventure. Now, Mark, you got us in the woods here. I'm kind of hoping you know your way back out because, I've been lost in woods before, but you picked the spot for a reason. Why is that?
Well, yeah, you know, we get this question a lot of why True North Church? What does that mean, that True North? And you know, this kind of setting presents that opportunity to talk about direction. And Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I am the life. And certainly he is the way. We can very much get lost in this world. In fact, we're all lost before we're found by Christ. And this kind of represents that narrow path. You know, I'm really good with directions when I have my GPS, but anymore, it kind of takes that. Well, our GPS and our true north is Jesus Christ in life. And we're excited as a group of people to present him to the world. It is our heart that we may glorify God by presenting Jesus Christ in our life and in our mission to the world.
Yeah, you know, we didn't start off necessarily knowing that we would become a church. We weren't exactly sure what God had in mind, but as time progressed, as we grew, as we began to talk, we formed a leadership team and just began to talk about what's next. And in fact, one of the things we did, if you remember, Mark, when we were trying to figure this out, we decided to kind of look around a little bit. We went and visited a church out in Colorado Springs called Red Rock Church, and they were a church that was meeting in a mall, temporary. They had to set up every day, and just wanted to see, you know, kind of how they did that, because that's kind of what we thought we would have to do for a while.
We did, but I'm actually going to back you up, Paul. When those initial meetings of like-minded people who love God, you know, we were really searching for that meaning of what is a church. What,
right.
You know, that, and you took us in Scripture, really, those early days when we were affectionately known as the Harley Church, of what the word ecclesia means. And why don't you do that again?
Yeah, it's, you know, one of the things that we thought through was this whole idea when that church began, and that wasn't what it was originally called. Jesus used the term ecclesia, which means the gathering, and it's a group that has come together around a common love, a common direction, a common heart, and really church kind of took us historically away from what God had in mind. Is that it was this people that loved Christ and were trying to direct others to Christ, and church became more about a building, a place, and so we really wanted to be deliberate about not becoming a place, but continuing to be a people that we're trying to point towards Christ, to North.
Yep, and so to that end, as we search for that core, the core values, if you will, of what God would have us be as a church or as an ecclesia, a group of people, we did go out to Colorado Springs, and there were a number of different ministries that we looked at. Andy Stanley was definitely an influence. That Red Rock Church was awesome. And within that context, as we developed as a leadership group, we realized that there were really four core values of what a church should be as we studied God's Word together.
Yeah, the first one we landed on, and we probably borrowed all of these. I don't think they were original with us by any means.
Right.
But connect. We felt like you see in Scripture that a vital part of, first of all, personal health and growth in our relationship with the Lord is connecting to other Christians. In fact, there are places in the Bible where he says to neglect that means to become unhealthy. And so connecting is a core value we have. We connect in our groups that we come together when we have our discussions and our conversations on Sunday. We have opportunities in different smaller groups and actually hope to expand that more in the future. But connecting is a big part of who we are as True North Church.
Yep. And that connection process absolutely begins with knowing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And that intimate relationship vertically. Remember, you taught us about the vertical and the horizontal, and And that vertical relationship is so important. And certainly we want to nurture that as well as the horizontal, and the two work together, because when brothers rub elbows, they sharpen one another. Yeah. And it never fails that the life of one affects the life of another. But if we are isolated, we can't have any of that.
Yeah.
You know, the second core value is to serve. You want to talk about that, Paul?
You know, it's really amazing. One of those areas where I think we get it wrong sometimes as the church is, you know, we don't keep people involved in serving. And yet you look at some of the things, especially that Paul wrote about the church, and serving is so much a part of growing and maturing in our faith. And so we really, I mean, when someone becomes a part of True North Church, we try to look and try to point them and ask them to look themselves for something where quickly they can jump in, they can serve, and there's lots of opportunities. You know, we tend to think in terms of leading, teaching, or something like that, but there's so many ways to serve each other, and you know, that's a value, that's a core value. If God leads you to be a part of True North Church, that's really one of the things that we're going to want you to investigate, because that's where your so much of your growth comes from, is looking outside of yourself and looking at what can I do for others.
Yeah. You know, when I listen to you, I guess what I would be even more adamant that it's really absolutely necessary to serve. You know, James says faith without action is dead. Well, action is serving. Action is stepping up in some way within the body of Christ, within our church itself, outside the body, within your community, within your family. That service function is so incredibly essential.
Yeah.
The giving aspect. Mm-hmm. Our third core value is giving, to give. Talk about that, Paul.
Well, and certainly a part of that is giving of ourselves. But we're being specific there too. Is, you know, God, you know, it's really interesting in the Word of God. It's amazing how much of the Word of God is about giving of our possessions and of our finances. And in fact, God makes it pretty clear in His Word that where our heart is when it comes to giving back to God, who gave it all to us, which He makes clear, is it's a window into our heart and where our passion is. And you know, He makes it clear. There's one passage where He says you can't serve both. Mammon, which is the word that the Scripture will use in that realm of finances and money and things, and God. Your heart can't be going in both those directions. And so there's an indication of number. First of all, I think, do I recognize that everything I have is from God? And secondly, am I committed to Him? Do I want to be a part of His ministry, True North, out in the world? I want to know that I'm giving faithfully to that? And frankly, the church depends on it. We depend on it.
Well, we do. And that's the way God has it set up. I one of my favorite quotes is Andy Stanley says, Jesus doesn't want to get your money. He doesn't want your money to get you.
Yeah.
And that really is it. It's simplified that money itself has a hold on our heart. And so much of what Christ says in Scripture is about exactly that. It's the reflection, our hold on this very worldly, tangible aspect, our grip on it. Is a reflection of our worship, basically. What we worship is what we hold closest. And so it's an excellent mirror into our heart and our soul. And so we think it's really important. And the last core value is invite. And talk about that.
Well, you know, certainly we hope that the people love being a part of True North, and that just naturally out of that, because they love it, because it's making a difference in their life, they just want to invite others because they care about others. But primarily, that's not the big deal to us. It's not True North. We really want to invite people into that relationship with Jesus Christ, God's heart for them. And we're hoping that we as True North do a really good job of representing the love of God for others. And And so we need to, our responsibility, you know, we're not supposed to be this, we're not supposed to hide that light, as it says in Scripture in one place. We're supposed to be that city on the hill that, that points to people to Jesus Christ. In fact, that's back to our name, True North. So we hold as a core value that we're inviting, that we want others to know our Lord, and so we're inviting them into that relationship, and certainly we're inviting them to be a part of our fellowship, our ecclesia, True North, if that's where God wants them to be. If God wants them to serve here and give here and connect here, then we want them to be a part of this ministry.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the invite process we in church speak is a term called evangelism, and Christ told us to go out to the world and to preach the gospel, the saving grace of His gift, and to baptize people in His name, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And that certainly is important. You know, this whole invite process is God's plan for us. It's a mission, and it's our mission collectively. I love the term, and this is borrowed too, and I can't remember where it came from, but found people find people. We do it because the love in our heart is we know that the direction in their life without Him is the wrong direction. It is absolutely wrong. There is truth in this world, and there is absolute truth in this world, and it's found in the Word of God, and it's found in the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
Yep. You know, we're really glad to have this opportunity to talk and visit with you this morning. And if you're on a search, if you don't have a church home right now, and this is where God wants you to be, if this is where God wants you to connect, if this is God where God wants you to serve and give of your offerings, and this is a church that you feel like I can invite others to, then we would love to have you be part of this ministry and be a part of this ecclesia. We're, you know, we say, you'll see in a lot of our things, you know, we're on a journey together. We're learning together, we're growing together, we're falling more and more in love with God, hopefully every day together, and we invite you to be a part of that, and we're looking forward to talking to you more about where you fit into this family, because that's what we are. We're a family.
And I would just add, you know, the church the church is an organism and not an organization, and that gets confused. And the organism has many, many, many parts. That's why it's represented as the body in the Word of God. All are important, and all are extremely valuable. And, you know, in figuring out your part in the body of Christ, we so desire to help with that. But you know what? God's going to lead you. And may He be glorified in your life, in our lives.
Yeah. Yep.
So, together, welcome to True North Church.
Yes, Church.
I'm going to ask leadership to come up here. Actually, I got signed seating. The shortest stool is for Travis, so we can look him in the eye, because we don't get to do that very often. And this cushion one, Ron, I want you to sit there. Ron is one of those individuals that was in on those original leadership meetings as we were trying to think this through together. And so we're really glad to have Al and Ron and Travis. Mark, as I said, is under some palm tree down in Florida. So anyway. So we want to talk through our core values about who we are as a church and why we believe that these are important. Before I do, we have a mission statement, and I should have actually put that on a slide, but I didn't. But let me walk through our mission statement, because it really kind of lays out stages of I think what we're hoping happens in all of us in this process, this journey that we're on together. And our mission statement starts off this way: For all to know Jesus Christ. That's where we begin. We're hoping that we have the opportunity within this family, but then also as we move out into the people that we have a relationship, this sphere of influence that God has given us, that we have the opportunity to share the good news with others. That's really what we're about. That's True North. True North is that God loves you. He has a wonderful plan for your life. He wants to be in relationship with you. This is not about religion. It's about relationship, and that's, we really get that wrong so often. And so to have that opportunity to share firsthand with folks that here's why Jesus came. He came to make it possible to take care of the sin that had broken the relationship so that we could be forgiven and it could be restored and we could go on for eternity in that relationship. And then our mission statement goes on, for all to know Jesus Christ, experience his power. And we could give testimony. We could basically, we don't have much time left, but we could take up a couple hours as because I've heard your stories. As folks in this room would say, here's how I've experienced God's power. Here's the things God has done in my life that I never knew before I stepped into that relationship. And we want everyone to have that opportunity to have those kind of opportunities to share and experience his power. And then finally, be his name in the world. And that's the invite, to invite others to be a part of that. So we're going to walk through our core values. I want to read a passage, first of all. Paul, as he wrote this letter to the church in Ephesus, his focus is, he uses in the video it talks about ekklesia, that word that got translated as it got translated into German translations, became Kirch or church, and then soon became a building. But ekklesia is really the gathering, one of the words that was used in Scripture. Other words are the bride. One of the songs that the worship team led us in talks about the bride. Church is often called the bride in Scripture. It's also called the body. And that represents it so well because it's a body that there are different parts, and every part has its purpose, but they function together if it's a healthy body. And so Paul, I want to read you just a little section as Paul's writing to the church in Ephesus and saying, here's what you need to know about that. And so here's what he writes. There is one body, talking about the church, and one spirit, the talking of the Holy Spirit, which we depend on to guide us through this process. Just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all. He says, that's who we are. We're this unit that's wrapped up in a relationship with God, guided by the Holy Spirit, and we've stepped into this body because of what Jesus Christ did for us. And then he goes on, he talks about, okay, what makes for a healthy body? So he makes these statements. So it was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. And so that's what he wants. He wants us on this journey we're on together to influence each other, to encourage each other, to spend time digging into this book, which is not a manual on how to be religious people. It is a book that helps us know how to relate to our God and to each other. That's the purpose of it. And he wants us to do all of that and in that process to grow. And so that's really our heart. And we believe, excuse me, as we landed on these core values, and that these are our important ingredients in that process. Once you've come to Christ, once you've stepped into that relationship, this is important ingredients that help that growing process take place. So that's what I'm going to walk through this morning, and we have 15 minutes. We're going to stick pretty close to that. And some of these guys are talkers. Travis. Actually, it's the two preachers. It's really not these guys at all. The preachers are long-winded. For some reason, we say everything in about 50% more words than you need to, including me for sure. But anyway, so we're going to walk through these. The first one is connect. And so I kind of sent these questions to these guys ahead of time to give them a chance to think about. So I'm just going to kind of open it up. This is kind of a free-flow discussion a little bit. But so as you guys think about your experience, because you all three have been parts of church for a long time, that body of Christ. So as you think that through, what have you found to be the most effective in your own life in helping you connect to your brothers and sisters in Christ?
First of all, I'm Al Gross, part of the leadership team here, and just proud to be a part of it and represent you guys. I wanted to go first because they never let me talk, you know. So here I am. When I think about Connect, the first thing I think of is the early chapters in Acts, where it describes the early church and how the people work together, and just the pure unity of it all. I mean, it was everything was done together. And I found in my personal life that mostly the more time I can spend with God vertically, in His Word, daily, the more I found that I am horizontal and more loving of the body. I've developed some relationships within this body. I'm not an outgoing person, and I've developed some just fantastic relationships with this body, and I appreciate that.
I guess one of the things, you ever run across somebody, you know, as believers, where they just have something about them that you connect with? You know, there's, and what it is it's the Holy Spirit. And when you have the Holy Spirit, He puts joy in your heart. And when you have joy in your heart, it can't help but radiate from you. That's what we all as believers want for everybody. We want to connect. We want them to experience the joy that we have. The Bible says where one is overwhelmed, two can defend themselves, but a cord of three strands is not easily broken. We all have personally experienced that when we bond together, how strong we are together, and we can fight the evil one. Also, we were talking about this with my buddies this week, talked about how one mule can maybe pull 1,000 pounds, two mules can pull more than 2,000 pounds, actually can pull 3,000 pounds. And isn't that amazing when we work together and we connect that way, how much we can get done for God's kingdom?
I'm going to try to use fewer words this time.
actually, I don't want to scare you. You actually did really well first service. Don't let me.
So, you know, when I think about connecting as a church, you know, and there's a lot of different ways you can go about this, but like, you know, when I think about my most connected relationships in life, it's always been people I spend the most time with. Growing up, it was my brother. I went to the service out of high school, and so, you know, all of a sudden you're with 30 guys, you sleep together, you play together, you work together, and you just form these really tight bonds. And I said to the first service, I remember when I asked the Lord to be my Savior when I was like 8. And I was 24, 25 when I asked Him to be my Lord, when I surrendered to His will instead of doing my own thing. And, you know, the church that I went to, where I grew up, I didn't really connect with anybody there. It was an older congregation. There wasn't really anybody there my age or my time of life. And, you know, and it was through a connection. I had a friend who knew about a Bible study that was an hour from where I lived. And I thought, wow, that's a long way to go for a Bible study. But, you know, it's connection. If you're going to put God first in your life and you don't have any friends that have any desire to put God first in your life, well, you know, what kind of connections are you making? How's that going to influence your life? And so anyhow, I ended up going to this Bible study. It was led by a young guy named Josh Kennedy. And I ended up meeting his sister, Melissa. And so connection, you know, and as I think about it as a church, you know, and I think about people like me or people that don't know the Lord, you know, and this it's not like, you know, we're not a perfect church, we're not a perfect leadership team. How do we make it as easy as possible for people who are far from God to come into a community of like-minded people and to connect and form relationships? You know, I'm not talking about just coming to church and going home, but something where you really get to know people to a point where you feel like you could actually say, you know, I'm having a rough day, without it being like awkward TMI situation. As a church, we got to figure that out. How can we make it easy for people to come in and connect with people, all different walks of life, all different ages? How can we do that?
I like the way you segued into connecting with my daughter. That was a good step there. He was really slow about that. I want you to know, though. It's like, what's wrong with you, buddy? She likes you. Come on, let's get with the program here. But, so that's a big one. In fact, I shared, there's a story I ran across years ago of an elderly man who had been really a faithful part of this church body for years and years, always involved and then one day disappeared. He wasn't coming. And so the pastor went to see him, and it wasn't any health issues or stuff. He just kind of got lazy about being a part of the body. And so the pastor's trying to figure out he's been a godly saint, and I don't want to offend him, but I also want to let him know we need him. We want him to be here. And so he knocked on the door, and the guy invited him in, and he walked in. The guy was, this time of year, he had a fire going, and all of a sudden it dawned on him, and he didn't say a word. He walked over to the fire, and he took the tongs and just pulled one coal out, and he sat down, and he looked at that coal, and you know what happens when you pull it away from the heat of the fire? It starts cooling down, and eventually it got dark, and eventually it got cold. And the guy got the message. He kind of went to understood, and the pastor left. That's what happens to all of us. We need each other. That's so much a part, and this connection is such a big deal. But a reminder, first we want to connect people to our Lord. That's our heart. So the second one on this list is serve. And actually here, just to put together kind of off the top of my head, this is a list of different ministry teams, call them teams by ministry, because they're all ministry. And you can see there's a number of teams. Now, I want you to know, some of these are their names on paper. We really haven't organized this well. We're looking for some individuals who say, I'll spearhead this. Somebody needs some organizational skills. But we got these teams that are part of this ministry inside the walls of this building and are administering to each other. And you may look at that and say, hey, I'd like to know more about that one. Well, I'd like to talk to you about that. Or Stacy with the TNC kids team. Those are opportunities. There are all kinds of opportunities that are really, really amazing. It's interesting. I was thinking, my son Josh was talking to me that soon his wife is going to be, I think, playing the keyboard. I hope Susan knew that, but she's going to be playing the keyboard some. And I'm thinking, okay, so here we have a husband and a wife, and they have four kids. So I'm trying to figure out, because I'm grandpa, but I also need, who's going to watch those four rugrats while that's a ministry. You know, maybe one of you say, hey, I'd like to do that for a while. And so there's all kinds of ministries, not only in the walls of this church, but out in the community. And so we say this is really an important point. And so I'd like you guys to talk to me from your own experience in being a part of a church body for a long time. What have you discovered? You know, sometimes people look at churches, well, that's where I go on Sunday morning to hear some guy get up front and teach the Bible, and then I go home. But God wants more, and he uses serving as a big part of even this connection. They're really connected. What have you guys discovered in your own life about how serving has impacted you and as Paul said, caused you to grow in your relationship with the Lord and become mature?
Sure. Here we go again. Serving. I hate to talk about myself, but I'll just tell you about a little bit about my background of serving and how important it's been to me. I accepted Christ 36, 37 years ago. Okay, one of the first things I did was jump in head first. Went to Russia on a ministry team. Boy, did that open my eyes. Mm. Wow, that's something. And from there, ever since I got back, it's just been one ministry after another. Children's ministry, middle school ministries, trustees, deacons, on and on and on. And God has pushed me that direction, because believe me, this is not my forte. This is not where I want to be. I keep telling him no, and he says yes. So I'm doing my best to listen, and I just think it's that important to serve. If you're uncomfortable with it, guess what? And you know what else? There's always another place. You could try something for a few months. I've been with this board for 9 months, and they haven't kicked me out yet, so I'm planning on staying.
I guess my first experience with serving on a committee or board was at another church, and I was on a trustees for 6 years. And I tell you what, I didn't know what to expect really, but in that 6 years, it was such a blessing. There was just, I don't know, the board got along really well. We really got a lot done. And there's just something about going to a task together with one another that is so fulfilling. There are things like, yeah, I've tried to say no. And the more I say no, God says yes. Like, okay, so you go in, you know, and it's like going to meetings. Oh, I don't want to go to another meeting. You know, and I, about 100% of the time you leave a meeting, it's like, man, I'm glad I went. You know, God wants us to say yes. And you know when he's pulling you in a direction, you know, you don't want to not be in his will, right? Because his will be done anyway. I want to be part of his will. I want to be part of getting it done. Even though you feel inadequate, you feel like you don't know enough, don't have enough time or whatever, it's such a blessing when you can work with a team and get stuff done for God's kingdom.
Yeah, and you know, I think one of the most exciting things about coming into a ministry-type service is that, you know, so much in life, I think it's part of our natural intrinsic desire. It's about me. We're inward focused about my needs, my desires. And the Bible tells us to put the needs of others first, to think of others more importantly than yourself. And when we step into a situation where we're doing, you know, doing something, actually doing it for God, it's for his church, it's for his kingdom, there's something supernatural there that transcends just physically doing something. I know when we had all the volunteers upstairs, you know, we're just doing construction, but that's different than the job that I do that I get paid to do. There's an excitement in it. There's something, it's just spiritually rewarding. If you've never had that opportunity to experience, to let God work in your life, like to go on a mission trip or whatever it is, I just know that you'll find that a taste of something greater than yourself in giving yourself to something bigger than yourself.
Good. Thanks, guys. So I run out of the clock here, so I'm going to steer us a little bit here. Ron, I put you on the spot last time because we same thing happened, and we could go on. I heard somebody's stomach growl, so I know. I think it was mine, but anyway. So, but Ron, you gave a testimony a while back, and let me set the stage a little bit. There, you were involved in the church at the time, and they were moving into a big project was coming up, and they're really challenging the people in the church that they were going to need their help. They were going to need them to commit financially. And so now you take it from there, because that was pretty scary time for you and Lori, in one sense, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's not uncommon when you're young, married with kids and trying to, you know, go paycheck to paycheck. And we had one income. We were trying to keep Lori home with the kids, and we were just getting real involved in our church, and we were trying to do a capital campaign. We were like us, out of space, you know, and trying to decide what to do. And at the end of that that little program, Lori and I were sitting together. I still remember she's sitting to my right. We looked at each other with tears streaming down our eyes. You know, every month it was like we charged the credit card up. How am I going to pay it off this month, you know? And our relief was our tax return. Every year it was like, oh, okay, I could breathe again, that pressure of, you know. And I remember our return that year was $1,200. And I looked at her, and she looked at me, and was like, let's do it. Let's give it all. And, you know, the Bible says it, but it's hard to live it and hard to do it and hard to let go and hard in just to give of your finances and your times. But I tell you what, God's promises do not go void. We've seen blessing upon blessing in our family, in our business, in our lives. You know, it's not perfect all the time, but I look back at that point as being so pivotal to giving it all up for God, you know. And I just encourage you, if you're on the fence about serving, if you're on the fence about, no, I can't, if God's pressing you to do it, do it. If he's causing you to, if you don't want to stand up in front of church, I hate it too. Wow, I'm with you too. That's all the reason more to do it. You know, dive in and do it. If it's for God's purpose, do it.
Thanks, Ron. You want to, we're good. It was perfect, and you know, and giving is not just about finances, but that is a big part of it. It's amazing how much the Word of God says about it. It's about time. Sometimes that's the commitment. It's like, you know, you're saying, I know that I should. God, you're giving me the sense that I need to give some time to this ministry, but I don't know where I'm going to find it. And And, you know, it's kind of like the finances. It's amazing. You commit, and then all of a sudden it's there. But last one is invite. We're not going to spend a lot of time on that. I will say, just as a reminder, here's our heart. And really, we need your feedback on this, because we want to make sure we stay on track. But our heart is that we are a church family that makes you, not only do you find it's making a difference in your own life, but it's making such a difference in your own life that you will say to yourself, oh, I need to invite so-and-so. They could really use the love that this body shows. And so I hope that describes us. You know, the Word of God, and Al was talking about Acts, you know, as the watching world looked at that early church, the beginning, and that's what Acts is talking about, that first church, it's very specific that it was the way they loved each other that caused the world to say, huh, I want to check that out. And I hope we are that kind of church, a kind of church that you could invite them to, and they're not going to get this ram and something down their throat, and yet they're going to hear about how much God loves them and that you're comfortable with that. But again, reminder, what we're most concerned about is inviting people to True North. And by True North, I mean into that relationship that God wants to have with them, because, and that's why he sent his son. And that's where we are. That's really, really is our heart. Now, these are your leaders, minus Mark right today, but just know, you can grab these guys anytime. You have a question, you have a concern, you want to, you know, just you want to kind of know what's happening, and we try to be as communicate as much as possible, but don't feel like you have to wait for, like, communion service. Lots of times we'll have a Q&A time. Don't, you have to wait for that. Grab us. As always, we've invited you. Anytime. We meet every 2 weeks as a leadership team. You're always invited to come to those meetings. If there's something you want to talk to us face-to-face with, then you're invited to be a part of that meeting, because it's about us. It's about a church body. And I would ask you to pray for these guys. You know, we go into these meetings, and really our heart is, Lord, we want to stay in touch with you. We want to stay in step with your will for this church body. And so pray for us that God gives us wisdom and that our heart stays on track. It's so easy to get distracted and into things and worrying about things that really aren't ours. They're God's anyway. So thanks. Thanks for giving us this time. Invite you back next week as we start into the book of Corinthians. Looking forward to that discussion together. But let me pray for us, and then you're dismissed. And thanks for giving us this time. Father, thank you for this group of folks. I'm so encouraged to be a part of this church family. What a privilege it is to serve here and to connect here. And Lord, and I never have any trouble inviting them, because I know these people. I know they're going to love on anybody that comes through those doors. Help us always to be that kind of a church. Thanks for these core values that we really feel like you've impressed on our hearts, and help us to live up to them. And more than anything, though, Lord, we want to steer people to True North, to you, Lord, to your heart for them and how much you love them and your passion for wanting to be in relationship with them. And so, Lord, we pray that we do that well as True North. And with those things in mind now, Lord, we head out into a world around us that is desperately looking for something to fill that void in their life. We know what will fill it. Help us do a good job of sharing the good news. We pray these things in your Son's name. Amen. Thank you. Have a great week.